Welcome to another episode of the Three Putt Schmucks.
This episode, we're doing a recap from my trip to Port Stephens. Strap in for the highs and lows of an eventful weekend of golf. Did the volume just get loud really quickly, or did you do a slow fading?
No, just get loud again.
Oh, you got me there. Stop that right at the worst time.
Oh, got him good. That's unreal.
Got him.
Couldn't have scripted that if we tried.
I can keep going. Do you want me to keep singing it for the people? What do you reckon?
No, thank you.
Do they want to hear me sing it or not?
Absolutely okay. Not.
How you going, mate?
Yeah, it's not that kind of podcast, is it?
No, not at all.
How's things, mate?
Going well. Yeah, going well, mate. Going really well. And it feels good to be back on the potty. And we have some pretty interesting golf chat to go through today from a recent boys' trip golf weekend away to sunny Port Stephens, which is on the east coast of New South Wales. And it was a great weekend. It was Tom and I and what about four other mates who joined us for the weekend. And, mate, it was a bloody ripper.
It was, mate. It wasn't sunny leading up to it, though. It was a little bit nerve-wracking. They had 200 mil of rain the day before we were due to go, and we were a little bit panicked because we had Pacific Dunes booked in for the Saturday. And James, who booked it, had an email saying, there's no carts, you'll be walking. And then he got another email saying, sorry, fellas, we've shut the course for the day. You'll have to figure something else out, which on short notice we did. We managed to get on Horizons. Absolute legends, hey? Like, they were going to try to throw us out with the comp guys, and they were doing everything they could to get five of us out there. And we managed to get a tee time that was like 15 minutes later than we were planning to play anyway.
Yeah.
So
that was on the morning of, though, wasn't it? Because James got the email, and then I think I saw in our group chat that the game at Pacific Dunes was cancelled, and then you were on the phone straight away on that day and they got us in.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I think we got cancelled at Pacific Dunes like 7 a.m. By 7:30 we'd booked at Horizons and they had us out there booked in for 1 p.m.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
outstanding.
You can't get upset with
outstanding.
That.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
and the guys before the Horizons, weekend, they were unreal.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
They were doing everything they could to try to get us down.
I was getting a lot of chat from people saying, are you even going to go? If it's cuz we were copying it with rain, like absolutely copying it. It was the most rain we've had all year. And I was thinking,
yeah.
I'm going rain, hail, or shine. We're going, we're playing no matter what. And we got out there and we had two brilliant days.
Well, did we? Did we, Tim?
Well, it was a weekend away with the mates and we all caught up. We had a good time.
Yeah,
golf wasn't that great. We didn't play to the best of our abilities. But
you want to get into that now?
Yeah, so Horizon. Yeah, let's go. Because we played Horizons on the Saturday afternoon. It was a team match play between myself and Tom. And then we had Will and Rowie and James Reynolds.
Yeah.
Who beat us?
James played it on his own. He was in a solo team. which we were a little worried that that was going to be unfair. But he ended up smoking all of us anyway by himself. So I don't feel bad about it anymore at all.
Not one bit.
How'd you feel getting there? Because we rocked up, we went to the range, we're hitting balls, having a laugh. What were your feelings leading into the game when we're up at the range having a hit?
I was feeling great up at the range. I was feeling really good. I was striking them pretty well with most of my clubs. We didn't do any putting or any chipping, but we just head up. We got a bucket of balls each, and I was feeling okay though. Like I had a go with your 2-iron because that's something I wanted to have a bit of a look at because I've been having some troubles with my driver, so I was looking for a longer iron to have a go with, and I was going pretty well with that. Like it felt pretty good. But yeah, I don't know, like the correlation between like how much of a warm up should you have? Like how, like should you go through a whole bucket? Like do people warm up at all? Or do we, you know, I felt like a little bit,
I guess it's until you feel good, right? About,
yeah.
Because there was the other guys that were up there and they all got halfway through their buckets and then just left the balls behind. And we're all giddy and excited and ended up hitting their balls as well. So,
yeah.
I feel like it's just a feeling. You go like, yeah, I'm ready. I'm feeling good. And I said that to myself, I think halfway through my bucket of balls. Like, yeah, I'm on today. I'm going to have a good day. And then I just kept hitting them because they were there.
Yeah.
Which for me wasn't a negative because I played okay on the day. But you, on the other hand, Timbo, did not have the best of runs.
No, I didn't. To be fair, like my front nine is probably resembles where my golf is. Like I shot a 51 around the front, like at Horizons, like it can be a pretty challenging course with the penalties and the way it's sort of laid out. Like I didn't have any blowouts, so I'm pretty happy with that. The front nine was pretty good. Like if I'm comparing it to how I generally play, I felt like I went okay. I had a terrible first three holes on the back nine, like just blowouts everywhere, like just wasn't feeling the best and just had a shocker. But I was chatting to you, Tom, before this podcast, like from the 13th to the last, I went bogey, par, bogey, double, par, bogey. Like that's the kind of golf I want to be playing. I ended up with 105, and that's like, it was just a round. That was just the round of golf for me. Like it was nothing special. There was, you know, there was nothing incredible out there. It was just, I don't know, it felt like a little bit of a, just like a round to forget sort of feeling.
Yeah. You can't be on all the time.
Yeah.
And I feel like that might be where we give ourselves a bit of grief sometimes. It's like when the game's off, like we're not that good. We don't play probably frequently enough to be wanting to be dialed in all the time and understanding what feels right and wrong.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's nice to hear that in hindsight, you're not there being disappointed in it, just kind of saying like, oh, well, it is what it is. It's around to forget. I'll move on and I'll do better next time. But it's also a nice thing to look at and go, those rounds for you now are 105 and not 120 or 125.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right. Yeah, which I've done at Horizons.
Yeah, it's the kind of place that
I've had a couple of
haunt you.
Yeah, yeah, we've had a couple of long days there. How about you, Tom? What was your general feeling of that first day? Like through the front nine and then through the back. How did you sort of wrap it up?
Yeah, so I felt really good coming into that weekend. I'd had a little bit of time away from playing. I hadn't played, and I think in about 2 weeks prior to that, I just hit a few balls in the net at home. I think I went to the range once the weekend prior. And I was going there without the pressure that I normally put on myself of going like, I have to hit a certain target. It was just more about my process and trying to hit each shot correctly and make good decisions. And I felt like I carried that through the whole day. Like I started with a bogey. On the second, I got a 3-putt double, unfortunate. Then on that long par 5, got another double. then parred the par three, got a double, got a par, got a double, got a par, got a double. Ended up with a 47 round the front, which for me at that course, that was the best I've ever gone around the front nine there. And I was feeling really happy about it. Like triple bogey free for nine holes at Horizons. I was wrapped. I was really happy in it. Mm. And I left a bit out there. Like I went in the water hazard on nine. Could have easily been a par or a bogey on that hole, but I just played a bad second shot and put it in the water. So then heading into the back, I went bogey 10, double, double, par. Gave myself a great birdie look on 14 and sat the ball on the edge of the cup, which was a little bit disappointing. Yeah. And that, I feel like it rattled me just a little bit. Just a little bit. Because I then went on to the par 3 15th and put it right out of bounds. Ended up getting a triple. Got to the 16th, tried to snap myself out of it, went out of bounds off the tee again. And I feel like in hindsight, I just slipped out of my process. I've been working on for so long, trying to slow my tempo down and just get a nice, good, clean swing feel rather than trying to whack the crap out of the ball. And from probably around the 14th hole, I slipped out of that and I went back to a really hard, fast swing. Yeah. And I didn't pull myself out of that until I was approaching the green on 18.
What do you reckon was, though? Like, what do you think was... Do you think it was just fatigue? Like your body just went back to something that it's done for so long, and like what sort of caused you to sort of lose that focus, do you reckon?
Yeah, it's just habitual, I think. I just forgot about that. That's my swing thought, I think, at the moment, is getting the tempo good. And given that I'm self-diagnosing my swing feels, it's like, you know, probably a little bit difficult to be actually doing something that's accurate. And it's proof in the pudding in the scores is that's where I felt like I slipped off track from where my game feels solid.
Yeah, you can see here, can't you, as well?
Yeah, like we got to 18. I knew we checked on, was it on the walk to the 17th?
I think it was
17th. We checked my score.
Yeah.
Because I was feeling good all day and I was like, I don't want to know my score. I'm in my process. I'm feeling really great. And then I had two shocking holes and I wanted something to try to snap me out of that and get back into those good thoughts that I had on the first 14 holes. And I, from memory, what's that? What's 7 plus 5? That's 12. Quick maths, 88. I was on 88 heading to 17. And I thought, like, as soon as you told me I was on 88, I was like, yeah, cool. I've snapped out of it. I'm good. Like I tried to just do this little psychological snap where it was like, I'm out of this. Let's move on. And I clearly didn't because I mishit out of bounds again. Then played a bad second. Then had to play some stupid flop shot from down on the side there where there's like a meter and a half high retaining wall.
Yeah.
And then got to 18, topped my drive, then hit a kangaroo with my second.
Welcome to golf in Australia.
That poor animal. Absolutely creamed it.
It skipped away with no injuries, though.
Oh, geez, did it? Looked pretty rattled. But then, when we got further down the 18th fairway, I got back into that rhythm. I played a great approach and two-putted. On what is a massive green. My first putt was 12 meters.
Yeah.
So I ended up getting 100, which at the time I was pretty gutted about because it was that small collapse for 2-3 holes where I got out of my process and it probably cost me 4 or 5 strokes over those 3 holes.
Yeah.
And that's what I tried to take into the rest of the weekend was I need to focus on keeping that tempo down. And being smooth. And that's, James kept saying it to me, just hit a smoothie. And that was like the calling for it. It was like every shot he just kept telling me, just hit a smoothie, it's fine. And it seemed to, I seemed to be able to take that into day two.
Yeah, look, just, I want to pull it back because on the 18th of the Horizons where you had those first couple of bad shots and then you pulled it back, I think I was chatting to you about it. You're like, what should I go here? Should I go a 3-wood or should I lay up and then get to somewhere that's comfortable for me to then proceed to chip on? And I think just that sort of conversation was really beneficial for you because you were rattled. Like you were like, oh, just after the drive, you just tried to whack something just to get it down there as far as you can. But then you sort of stopped and like, okay, I'm in this position here. Do I proceed to go for it? The Hail Mary and try and get on the green? Or do I play to how I play golf and have that approach shot, get closer, get to a place where you could feel comfortable to chip on and then two putt? And I think that's what the Sunday game was like for us for probably 16 holes was us chatting about how we should approach these shots, which was a scramble game, which we can get into in a minute. But yeah, I think that's where your head really works is when you slow yourself down, think about what you need to do and not just sort of rush everything through.
Something that's just come up for me here, and I'm going to throw Rowie and Will straight under the bus. When I tried to snap myself back into the right mindset at the start of the 17th, one of them made a comment because they got a cart for the back nine that they had to have the cart back in like 15 minutes. And then I think I subconsciously started hurrying and not going through my processes. I was just hitting the ball, hit the ball, hit the ball, hit the ball. I'm blaming them. It's their fault. But again, no, you're dead right. I wasn't going through my process and I wasn't thinking about my shot. I was just going, I'm going to hit the ball. I'm going to hit the ball. I'm going to hit the, rather than how am I going to play this shot? What's it going to feel like? What's my swing like? Yeah. Have a practice swing. Okay, that was too fast or too slow or whatever.
Hmm.
So the 15 through 18, I slipped out of my process. And the results from that day show that because I was triple bogey free up until the 15th.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I was out of it, I was done, which is unfortunate.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a good round for you, though.
I'm going to take 100. Yeah. It was my best ever score at Horizons, right?
So take it.
I should be wrapped in that. And in hindsight, again, so it's not all bad, mate.
Yeah, and I'm like, I feel the same. Like for me, like the last time I played there, I think I shot like a 99, and now I'm 105. Like I'm like within that range. And if I can be within that range at some of these courses that we don't play as regularly, then I'm happy with that.
But remind yourself, you're 105 on a bad day.
Yeah, yeah. Happy
That's
with
your,
that.
Like, the bad end. Cop it.
Yeah, yeah, cop it, exactly. And but, like, what I really want to talk about is Nelson Bay, because that was a pretty cool day to go and play Scramble as a team schmuck. We didn't have the best of starts, though. We got to Nelson Bay a little early, but
wasn't that early?
On
it was
a
like
boys' weekend,
55 minutes before our team tea time.
Yeah,
it was less than an hour before we started. It wasn't early.
I feel like you can delve into this one, Tom, and let the listeners know about our experience.
I've never had an experience like this at a golf course ever. We walked into, I think it was Raynell and I, or were we all in there? Anyway,
all
doesn't
of
matter.
Us were in there. Yeah,
all of us were in the pro shop having a little browse, you know, just having a yarn, whatever. James goes to the desk and says, just like, hello, we've got a tea time. We've got two tea times for six people at these times. And he just goes, no, you're too early. Go away and come back. In a rather rude
Couldn't
manner.
Couldn't believe it. Couldn't.
Blown away.
It was worse than that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad. And I think James threw a smart-ass comment out there like, holy, like we're not even early, pal, and just walked away. We went back to the car and did nothing for 20 minutes and then went back into the pro shop and the bloke's acting like nothing has happened.
Yeah.
Rips into us about not playing in a group of six. Like, buddy, we've got two tee times booked. We weren't planning on going out as a group of six and now you're carrying on like a twit about it.
God. He was next level rude. And I remember as you and Raynell left the pro shop, it was still Rowie Sato and myself in there, like stunned. Like we couldn't believe what had happened. And then Roey, I think Roey asked him about something. I can't remember what it was. And he turned Roey away. And then Sato's standing there and he goes to the guy, "Is everything okay, mate? Like, are you all right?" He's like, puts his thumb up and he goes, "Is everything okay?" And the guy's like, "Yeah, it's fine. Whatever." So good. Is everything all right? Anyway, enough about cranky pants. Let's get on to the scramble game that we played.
The first tee, Tim. Where'd you go?
Oh, I went right. All weekend, I'm going right off the tee. Right.
Put it onto the 18th fairway.
I went far right. And I've been doing that all weekend. But I've had a breakthrough, but we'll get onto that later.
Here's us showing up. We've got this game plan. Like, Tim's going to play his four iron off the tee, and then I'll get after it afterwards. You put it in play, and then I'll get after it and see if we get lucky. And you're not even putting it in play for me.
I didn't. I just had a shocker. I had a shocker with that four iron. But you didn't have a shocker with that driver all weekend, buddy. Your driver was on fire.
Yeah.
On fire.
We'll get into that too. I think I fixed it.
Let's get into it right now. I couldn't believe how good you all weekend, you were absolutely nailing it.
Yeah. The Monday was even better you'd left.
You had like maybe two or three bad drives all weekend. The rest were just like bombs, dead straight, right down
Horizon
the
was the same. Horizons was the exact same. I'm not like sitting here. I don't want to use the term breakthrough because that would indicate that something's fixed forever. But I'm starting to understand how not to swing the driver and how I need to swing differently for it and what that feels like and how to prepare myself to swing like that, which is the hard thing because I've always come over the top. I've always tried, like, as a hockey player, I've always tried to hit the ball with the driver like a slap shot, which is totally wrong. Like, just so wrong.
Yeah.
So I've started focusing a lot on club path and trying to shallow out. Not shallow out my swing, but get that club path from inside to out, which, because I'm instinctively coming over the top, just ends up being straight. The feeling is getting that club path from inside to out, and it's working for me. So I'm just rolling with it. And tempo right down, so my hands are not too far forward, opening the face on the way through. So it's a mix between tempo and club path, and it's really working for me.
I need to take some notes down. Because that sounds like all the things that I do wrong.
I'll give you a little lesson in the net next time you're here, mate.
Yeah, perfect. I need it.
I might have a career change coming on here. I'll be a golf coach
this
in no time.
This could be it. This could be the beginning of something here, I reckon.
Maybe. Anyway, moving on. I think we parred number one. I mean, then we got a bogey. We're going okay. We're doing pretty well, I felt. A couple of birdies thrown in the mix.
Yeah,
and on the last kind of five or six holes, I was thinking, like, geez, Tim, I think we're on here. Because although we said you were going to get off the tee and keep us safe, even if I got us off the tee, it wasn't always me. It was you sometimes, right? Like, you did contribute a little bit. I think we used 50% of each other's tee shots in the end.
Yeah.
But then it was like par fives. You play a 7-9, put us in the middle at 100 out, and then I'm going to pull the 3-wood and try and put it on the green. And just playing those types of shots very freely was a lot of fun. And we ended up getting a birdie on 18 with that exact philosophy because I got the 3-wood within, I think it was about 20 meters of the green with our second shot.
Yeah, we're on fire.
So we finished our scramble, our first ever team scramble, with an 80, and we won.
I love
won
that.
Nothing but bragging rights. Love that. I loved it even more than when we were sitting having a beer and the boys threw their scorecards out and went, "Oh, we got an 82 and we got an 84. What'd you guys get?" It's like, "Oh.
Oh.
We got, you ready?
We got 80.
We got an 80. But it was
a good day.
It was a fun.
I reckon. The way we finished definitely led into your next day because I only played two games of golf, but mostly I think four of you played again the next day at Pacific Dunes Here he is. He's back in the studio.
Believe it or not, we've had a technical difficulty.
What I was saying is the way that we finished that scramble, like the last three or four holes where we're really like opening it up and playing really freely, I reckon you definitely took that into your next day of golf at Pacific Dunes, because four of you played again. 3 days in a row, you played again at Pacific Dunes, where we got cancelled on the Saturday. But you went and played at Pacific Dunes and had a round.
Well, the original plan was we're going to go play the Springs on the way home.
Yeah.
Because James and I are weekday members there, and it was Monday. So we're like, oh, we'll go down to the Springs and it's member rates and we'll do that. It's on the way back down to Sydney for everyone else. But I rang them and they'd shut because of the rain as well for the whole weekend, because it gets real wet there. They're in a valley. So
yeah,
I just quickly picked up the phone and rang Pacific Dunes and they could take us in 2 hours' time. We got so lucky with T-Top. But
yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I took that confidence from the day before into Pacific Dunes and the lessons learnt from Horizon. And I said to James during the round, I feel like I needed a weekend like that to take these things that I've been working on for the last kind of like 3-4 months and play bulk golf to solidify a couple of these new habits and these new things that I've been working on and trying to work through. And again, not using the term breakthrough, but I feel like that weekend gave me heaps of progress in the way that I'm playing, and I'm going to continue to play in not so much like course management or anything like that, but in just like flat out my swing and hitting the ball. And it just, everything was clicking for me on Monday. It was like one of those days where you feel like you're just playing your best golf. And the first three holes, I got off the tee perfectly, played good approach shots, missed the green, but was just on the edge and just like a short chip and on. Ended up getting a birdie on the par 3 fifth with a 5 meter putt. I then had a mega collapse on the sixth. I snap hooked my drive. I hit this like power hook 230 meters onto the wrong hole.
Oh God.
Played a second, did the same thing. Played a third with my 3-iron, put it up the middle. So I was in the middle of the fairway. James and I are driving up to what is my fifth shot. And I go, hey, James, I reckon we might be able to get through these trees and I might get lucky and my first ball will be over there. And sure as shit, sitting in the middle of the ninth fairway is my first shot.
Take it.
And we got it. So I went to play a wedge back onto the right fairway and there was a kangaroo in front of me and I got rattled.
Oh, not again.
I've lined up to take the shot. There's a kangaroo like 20 meters away. I went, oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, can't do it. I've got to hit over it. I'm putting.
So anyway, I mishit. I hit a tree. No, sorry. I was really tight to the tree. So I had to chip away from the trees and then I was going to play over. But the one I went to play over hit a tree and came back. So I had to hit my then fourth over. So I wasn't even that much better off than playing the third one and hit off the tee anyway. But then I put it in a fairway bunker. Then I made the green. Then I two-putted, got a 9. I
was like, oh,
shit. Backed up a birdie with a 9.
Oh, brutal.
But considering the situation, I was like, oh, well, I'll have to cop that one.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, off the back of that, hit my driver left again. Just something, I think I was overcompensating those feelings I've been talking about and started hitting hooks.
Mm.
Yeah, went double, then bogey, then par. Onto the back 9, it's a really beautiful short par 4 where you got to play like a 5-iron off the tee and it puts you within 100 of the green. Bit of dog legs to the left and there's water everywhere. So James played his 3-wood trying to go for the green and put it in the water next to the green.
Mm.
So you can have a crack, but the risk is there.
Yeah.
So I played a 5-iron, then went to play a lob wedge on and just pushed it right. Got to the 11th, piped a drive. There was standing water on the fairway in a drainage ditch because of all the rain.
Yeah.
Rolled into that, had to take a drop. And then, yeah, it just kept going good for me off the tee. Got to the 13th, par 4, hit like a good 210, 220 drive right down the middle, played an 8-iron on, made a 5 meter putt for another birdie, so 2 birdies in 1 round.
Take it.
Take that. Just kept the process going, just kept my rhythm nice and smooth, was feeling great. Just everything was working for me. I then got to the 15th, where another collapse happened. Another perfect driver off the tee, right in the like left edge of the fairway. Perfect tee shot for you, all right? So I was 90 meters out. I've been playing my wedges beautifully all day. I hadn't mishit anything. I'd like been a little bit off of my aim, but hadn't like sculled it or topped it or done anything bad. Just hitting really good wedges. And I've hit this thing right in the teeth, and it's run off into a greenside bunker, which unfortunately after the rain were not listed as ground under repair because they were like rock solid.
Oh, God.
So instead of trying to play like a normal bunker shot with an open face and splash it out, I tried to just play like a chip thinking that the ground's hard enough, and it's just caught the lip of the bunker and rolled back in. So I thought, well, I'm going to have to try and splash it to get out of here. I've got like 4 meters of bunker to get onto the green. And so I opened it up, went to play like a flop shot, and it just didn't go into the sand, and I've sculled it and it's gone out of bounds.
Oh, God, terrible time.
Yeah, so I had to take a drop, chipped on. Two putts and we're out of there. But
two putts and we're moving on.
But it's something I was looking at, right? It's not like the 9 on 6 and the 8 that I got on 15. They're not a result of like consistent bad golf. They're the result of two bad shots.
Yeah.
Because on 15, had I hit that wedge, like I'd been hitting my wedges all day and just hit it properly, it would have been on the green or in the mix to make a chip, and it would have been, you know, a 5, maybe a 6.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at those two holes and just go, there's just two bad shots there that have cost me like 8 strokes, because the rest of the hole after that and before that are fine. That was my big takeaway from there. But yeah, ended up going double bogey, double on 5. I had a water hazard on 18 as well.
Brutal.
Sorry, a double on 18. Put my drive right into the water. Anyway, I finished with a 97.
That's a great... And of course, you've never played it before. To walk away with a 97, mate, you've done yourself proud there. You should be stoked with that.
And it was a pretty bloody tough course, man.
Yeah.
Like, that's my first sub 100 not at Gosford. My handicap for the day was a 33 because of the slope rating. At the moment, the Grint's got it at 24.7.
Right.
And Horizons, I had, I think, 30 or 31. So it's saying it's harder than Horizons. So my net score was 64.
How good's that?
Yeah. Oh. Too bad that it wasn't a comp day. I would have cleaned up.
Yeah, absolutely. So after, yeah, and you mentioned this throughout the podcast, but after 3 rounds of golf, what do you reckon are your biggest takeaways that you can take moving forward?
It's about preparing for my shot in the way that's like, you know that thing that we're talking about? Like, you do your practice swing and then you just do another practice swing. It's exactly that, but it's making sure my practice swing is actually the swing I want to hit and not just like swinging the club.
Yes.
So I started noticing in that back 9 at Pacific Dunes, I would do a practice swing and go, nah, that's too fast. You got to back it off. Do another one. And then do another one, get the tempo right. They go, okay, now I'm going to hit the ball.
I like that.
Like where I snap hooked that driver, I think I just swung the club and went, I've been hitting my driver good all weekend. You'll be fine. Rather than going, that practice swing wasn't quite right. Get yourself in the right mode to hit that club again because you played a wedge last.
Yes, of course.
So that's been my big takeaway. It's like I've not conquered, but I've understood why my irons were inconsistent, and I've brought a lot more consistency to them. Same with the driver. And I've understood how I need to get myself in the right movement to hit those clubs better than I have been before.
Yep.
So I'm itching to go play again to see if that's real or I'm just full of shit.
I don't think you're full of shit. I think that makes a lot of sense. And I had that mini breakthrough at Mount Broughton a month or so ago where I was like on a par 3 and I had an 8-iron out, and I just did a practice swing, and TC, my brother-in-law, said, oh, mate, that's perfect. Just do that again. And it was just like a ding. I was like, okay. I just stepped up to the ball and did the exact same thing again. And it was just like a beautiful lofty shot straight onto the green. It just felt so nice. But that's definitely a takeaway from me from just the weekend gone where we were playing golf, was that I felt like I didn't do any practice swings with any of my shots. I just like went up to the ball, stood over it, thought about where I wanted to hit it and hit it. I didn't take any practice swings. A lot of my good rounds have been slower rounds and where I've taken a lot of time over the ball and done a couple of practice swings and just felt that that fluid movement. And that's something I feel like I definitely didn't do this weekend. And I guess I think with how I want to approach golf from now on or moving forward is take in a couple of things to the round of what I want to do and just make that a priority. Like even if my game starts, if I have a couple of bad shots, but just keep that consistency of this is what I'm working on in this round. And I think those things are definitely, like we've mentioned today, is tempo is massive, I feel. And that's something I've always gotten wrong. Like I've always been one to really swing hard at the ball. And when it comes off well, but if it doesn't come off, it's going terribly and there's penalties involved. So yeah, I think tempo is a big one for us.
I saw something the other day and it was about swing speed and inconsistency in good ball strike. And it was data, I love data, of female pros versus male pros and the amount of fairways they hit off the tee. And the females smoke the men and it's because they believe they swing slower.
Yeah.
And there's less opportunity for things to go wrong. Apparently the average on the ladies' PGA is like 75% of fairways hit across the board.
Yeah.
I might have just pulled that out of nowhere. So if someone wants to fact check me, go for it. But yeah. Side route here, Mount Broughton.
Yeah.
How is it?
It's such a great, it's a good course. It's difficult though. The rough is this big. I'm showing thick. Like my arm height here in the video. It's thick. It's this big, guys.
Great audio content.
It's so beautiful, though. It's such a beautiful course. It's just in the countryside and just outside of Barrel. Lovely course and a little bit hilly. Some narrow fairways there as well, which I got punished on. But overall, it's a beautiful course and I'd love to head back there for sure. But I am playing. I've lived here in Port Macquarie for 2 years and I've never played at Port Macquarie Golf Club. I've only ever played at Emerald Downs, which is like a course like 2 minutes down the road from Port Macquarie. But I'm playing there this Monday coming with my brother-in-law. And one of the things I'm going to take into that round is something that this older gentleman said to me on the course, who I actually know from the gym, and I was out there and I walked past him and he asked me how I'm striking them and I said, oh yeah, 50-50. And he just goes to me, swing slow and watch the ball go. I was like, that's beautiful. I'm going to take that. So I'm going to swing slow and watch the ball go. I'm going to really just work on my tempo and not try and just whack fuck it everywhere I go. Like just nice and slow. Practice swing, slow and controlled, hit the ball nice, slow.
Tempo, mate.
Swing that's slow, the watch the ball go. Tempo.
It was good to catch up.
Tempo.
shout out to Aussie golfers at the Masters. Cam Davis, Cam Smith, Minwoo Lee, Adam Scott. There's another one I can't remember, but they all played pretty damn good. So good on you, lads.